sugar.
There's so much. You worked on so many recordings with so many people. You played with Al Di Meola.
Al's first solo record was called The Land of the Midnight Sun for CBS. And even Jocko was the first time he, according to Al, recorded.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. I didn't know that was the first time.
Yeah, I didn't know either. This was, but me and Jocko recorded in 1976 a record called Trilogy. And Berlin Jeff was a trombonist named Albert Mangelstoff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can buy that on YouTube. That's great.
Oh, so, yeah.
Just the three of us. The video's out, and the CD album was released back then and out now to reissues. There's a weather report DVD. I still didn't get paid for that. Somebody
Uh-oh.
Put it on Spain. Yeah, of us in Hamburg, and somebody put it on. That's some great stuff. I didn't realize I was singing on it.
Uh-oh.
Hitting those high notes, it was great. On the first record, first weather report, I sang on a song called Tears, written by Wayne Shorter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've noticed in my gathering information that it's almost like they call Billy Cobham when they can't get you or something.
Yeah, maybe they do, vice versa. But I know we were running parallel each other, you know, back
right.
then.
Right.
And, but the fusion drummers were Tony Williams, actually. Tony, myself, Billy, Lenny White. You know,
right, right.
The old school.
Do you get to meet up and talk about the time?
Sometimes I see, you know, because I'm close with Lenny, so, okay. You know, when I see Lenny.
Tenacious Records, you've been recording solo releases during all of this plentiful work that you've been doing. How did you start Tenacious Records?
Yeah, just another thing, but wanted to be autonomous and not get ripped off like I was from record companies. So in 1992, I started my own label and started putting my own releases out. And I released my son's, Alphonse Philippe Moussan. He's a hip-hop artist. So I gave it a little old-school jazz funk and stuff to it, some rock on it.
Oh.
Emma is singing on it when she was like 14, singing all the harmonies and real nice hooks. You know, I played all the instruments on it. And then I had Sharon Tanyang, soul singer. And she sang in one cut. She's from the Philippines. Yeah, she used to live in L.A., but in Vegas now. And she's singing on a cut. It's a great record called The Main Attraction.
Let's talk about Angel Face. Emma's on the cover of Angel Face.
Emma Alexandra Muzan, yeah.
Yes.
A future neurosurgeon.
Yes.
She's singing on the song called Stepping Stones.
Stepping Stones. Stepping Stones.
Thank you. Wallace Roney's on trumpet, Ernie Watts on sax, Kenny Barron is on piano, I'm on drums, and Kristen McBride is on bass.
Wow.
And Emma's on vocals.
How do you get all these people to play with you?
They love me, I guess. I guess I can keep a beat.
That is wonderful. And I notice on your recordings on Tenacious Records, there are generally all of these, you know, including yourself, all of these other, you know, sharp cats. I mean, how do you decide who's going to play with you?
Yeah, that's because I know the personality. I know the sound I'm going for and the style, like casting director, you know.
Yeah.
I know who's right for the part because I'm being an actor. I cast them in their part.
That's another thing. You were an actor. What
yeah,
did you do?
So I am.
Yes. You were in That Thing You Do?
I wrote music, you know, the jazz club scene, and I acted, had a little part there. The Dukes was the last record with Peter Bogdanovich, Robert Davi, and Chaz Palminteri.
Oh.
I played one of the three, I'm not Italian, it's an Italian-American film, but there are two Italians and the black guy.
Right.
Yeah. I play Ray Simone. I guess it was written for Italian, but I took over the part. Yeah.
Excellent.
Rob is a good friend of mine, my neighbor, so it was cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
He's a great actor. I really
love seeing him. Yeah, he's great. He's singing too. He's
really?
Sinatra. He's got his stuff. Now he's singing a lot.
Wow. He does
Vegas
a good bad
stuff,
guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he was singing in the Goonies. He's just singing. Yeah.
Wow. How do you get your roles as an actor? Do you audition or?
Luckily, I have an agent who sent me out, and I never get anything. I got stuff on my own.
Okay.
Before the agent, I got my own jobs. The First Daughter, with Katie Holmes and Michael Keaton, and Forrest Whitaker, he directed it.
Wow.
And I was on a set, this what they call, not moonlighting, it's something, when musicians, you see them in the band, playing on stage, you know. And I said, I always thought that was cool. You know, it's like an extra, but they're on the bandstand. And this drummer called me to do it because he couldn't do it.
Oh.
And I didn't know who was going to be on the set, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I went, and I said, man, Michael Keaton, I didn't know who the heck Katie Holmes was. You know, I had known, I would have taken some pictures with her. I saw her. She looked like a 14-year-old kid. So I just walked by her, went to Michael Keaton, and I said, oh, Mr. Keaton, how you doing?
Uh-huh.
I said, man, I love you, and
Beetlejuice.
I name all his films, with the Snowman Frosty or something, you know, Mel, that was so sad. And he was, so I mentioned another film, Batman. I said, you're the best Batman, And I said, I'm Alphonse Buzon. And he went, Alphonse Buzon, no sh-. I said, wow, he knew my record, by all means, he was a fan.
Wow.
It blew me away. I went, wow, that made my day, you know. Then we became good buddies. You know, we were hanging out on the set and stuff, you know. So I got to eat where all the stars ate, you know. I wasn't getting box lunches, you know. And some of the band members with me, I said, come follow me. Follow Alpha.
Well, you are a star anyway.
So that worked out good. And oh, thank you, sweetheart. And Forrest Whitaker acknowledged me. Oh, I'll be glad to have you here, Mr. Buzon. They started calling me Mr. Buzon.
So you think you'll be working on any soundtracks? Or
I got to do some movies. I want to do movies. I want to do more films. Got to do it. Yeah, because I, you know, do try to do it all, run my label, do everything.
Yes.
The chef, the cook, the chauffeur.
The chauffeur,
my daughter,
right?
Doing everything. The single dad. I'm the mom and the dad.
I see. As a matter of fact.
I do all her shopping. I buy all her clothes, her dress, her everything, you know.
I mean, you are definitely the daddy daycare. I notice on Facebook, you are such the proud papa. You are such the proud papa. Where's mom?
Oh, mom's here. She's busy working. Always work was more important than family.
Oh.
She's an accountant.
Okay.
CPA, you know.
I see.
You know, I take care of Emma, you know.
Yeah.
All the stuff. Taking her to Mac stores, spending $1,000. Not on one day, you know. Three trips, buying all her makeup. All the girly things she needs to get and buying stuff. Pick out stuff for her, too. Tell her this shade would be nice, you know.
Mm.
I take her to the store, to nail store, and get stuff, you know. she wanted to do, you know, your nails, and you can stamp them on, you know, she put the thing and make designs and stuff, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
I know
yeah.
how to do that, really. So I bought all this stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
For her. And I took her. I shop without her. I buy her stuff.
Uh-huh.
Stuff. And 90% of the stuff works, you know. Some 10% you might take back. Yeah, but I do good, pretty good. And I take her with me now, too.
Oh, okay.
Because it was hard, you know, when I had to go to the store and had to buy her a bra, trying to figure out her size.
Uh-oh.
And I was buying that for her. I did all this stuff. And I said, okay, you got to come in the store. Because one time I went to the store, and she said in the car, I said, come on, this is for you. Come on, I'm buying your stuff. Come on, if you want to do her homework, get out of the car.
Wow. So you have three children, yes?
Yeah. My oldest son is 33. He's in Oxnard. He lives in Oxnard. My first wife, a lawyer, Linda, and he was an actor. He's still an actor. He's doing improv and stuff now with a comedy group. And Alphonse was in Lethal Weapon, a little blonde boy in, on the fire truck with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover and Gary Busey, the one with Gary Busey.
Right.
Joshua. Yeah, that's the little guy on the fire truck. Say, don't tell me name, Alfred, they're going to put you in jail. You know, stuff like
right, right. Yeah. Wow.
And he is a rapper, too, the
right.
record main attraction. Oh, his name is Alfonso Lee. And Jean-Pierre is my youngest son. He's a producer and rapper and multi-instrumentalist, too, like oh, both of my sons and a daughter, Emma. And John, he does voices. I can't believe we heard some stuff that he sent me. He's doing Family Guy, do all the characters.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yes.
He does a lot. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he can do impersonations and stuff.
Wow.
Very talented. And a painter, too. You know, it was amazing.
Oh, beautiful. That is great.
I know. So I'm blessed, you know.
Yeah. Now, I understand you're blessed in another way as well, health-wise.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
You are a prostate cancer survivor. Well, congratulations on surviving.
I mean, that's an older 35 years.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
So what is going on? Where are you going to be? What are you working on? Now, I want to flash back to a time when you played with McCoy Tyner, because you played with him a lot.
Right.
What was that like for you? What was it, how was it,
it
working
was so
with
spiritual.
McCoy?
I was on a natural high with McCoy. Someone just posted last week, 2 weeks ago, and I sent it on Facebook. I think I posted it. Some nice stuff with us, and you can see how young we were all were playing. You got to check it out. Amazing, amazing stuff. You can relive it. If you heard the record, you can see it now. I'm getting new fans and musicians. They're seeing this stuff.
So was it for you at that time, there was just constant session work or constant collaborations with artists?
Yeah, because so, when I lived in New York, too, I did a lot of work, you know, I was part of the Fanny Alt.
Yes. How did you get into that circle?
I love Spanish music. You
okay.
know, I know Latin music. I wrote it, and I teach it. I teach the drumming. Yeah. I mean, you live in New York, and
yes.
I was dating girls in Spanish Harlem. You hear it.
Yes.
And it's like the reggae. You hear it. I'm like a sponge.
Yes.
You know, put me someplace, I'll hear it, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be
that
influenced by it, you know. That's what happens, you know.
That's great.
This is my environment, you know, to absorb it. It's going to have an influence on you, you know.
So is there anything that's really moving you today that you're hearing?
The next record, this stuff that I'm hearing in my head, like, I'm, you know, Miles was the thing. You know,
yeah.
Wallace Rooney is amazing, you know,
yeah.
So I have on my record.
Uh-huh.
And I play with that band because of Wallace, you know. And Miles influenced me to play trumpet, so my next record, even on Angel Face, I'm playing on Never Say Never. I'm playing lead trumpet.
You're playing, wait.
Don Menza is playing sax, I'm playing trumpet.
What?
Soloing,
I didn't know
never.
You played trumpet?
Yeah, I'm
oh
on that
goodness.
Record playing trumpet, Never Say Never, on that Angel Face record.
you learn trumpet?
I'm self-taught.
Okay.
Know? And I started playing trumpet back in the 70s when I bought a trumpet from a junkie.
Oh, God.
And started messing around with it and used to go to Club Barrett and sit in and didn't know what I was doing, but I think I got hit a note I was playing trumpet. I started getting serious over the last 20-something years. And
okay.
And I would go on the road with my trumpet. Even with Wallace Rondy, he would have his trumpet. I would have my trumpet. And Joey DeFrancesco, the organ player, had trumpet.
Oh, did he?
All three walked in with a trumpet player. He said, look at this.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a drummer, the organ player. I mean, he's the trumpet player. He's the real trumpet player. He
right,
knows the band.
Right.
And we all got trumpets. With mutes and stuff, too. So,
oh,
it was fluent by Miles, yeah.
Nice, very nice.
Oh, yeah. Miles tried to get me to leave McCoy, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he came to see me play, not knowing, he had heard me with Wayne Shorter.
Uh-huh.
I did the Odyssey of Iska. The Odyssey of Iska, then I did another record with Wayne called Creation Never Was Released. It's just a record that he did to get out of his contract and have McCoy on it. And
okay.
That was the Weather Report. Never
wow.
released, but it got the Weather Report came from that.
Oh, okay, wow.
But with McCoy, with Joe. After the Odyssey of Iska record, Miles had heard that. He might have heard me with, Miles saw me when I was 21 with Roy Ayers.
Oh.
That's right. He did see me. So he probably saw me for Flash. And then just realized that's the same kid, you know, later with Wayne Short on Odyssey of Iska. And then I guess Weather Report, too, of course, because we're all influenced by Miles. You can hear the Weather Report.
Sure.
Miles Davis influenced with Joe Zawinul and Wayne Shorter. So when I left Weather Report, walking down the street going to the health food place, I saw this black girl. We were wearing the same cap, and I just said, oh, we're wearing the same unisex cap. Here's my card. I'm playing at the Bullies Vanguard with McCoy Tyner. And she said, okay, we all come down. And I thought she said, yeah, me and my old man will come down. I said, okay. So I went, ate food. That Friday, I'm playing, I'm on stage, getting ready to play, and I saw this girl coming down the stairs. I could see from the bandstand, and my heart got pounding. I said, wow, she was cute, too, African-American.
Uh-huh.
She's coming down. And then I said, who's with her? And I said, this guy is on crutches. And I look, I said, crap, this Miles. They came all the way around to the booth that was open. They reserved it right next to my drum 3 feet away. He sat right there looking at me. I couldn't look at him. I looked at her. I was scared. McCoy even looked over there and said, whoa, Miles is looking at the icon, the jazz icon, the jazz god, looking
right.
at you. Man, I go, gosh, how can I play? I just played my stuff. Had my cymbals high in the ear. I was dressed pretty cool, like Jimi Hendrix. I had my scarves on, so
okay.
I looked really hip.
All right.
Playing in Miles, all of a sudden he starts screaming, oh, ow, oh, ow, oh, ow. And his crutches, he reached over and hit my bass drum with his crutches.
Oh, shit.
Hitting the bass drum saying, oh, ow, oh, ow. The audience is looking, and he's hitting my bass drum.
Oh, my gosh.
And then after, she said, I want to trade Al Foster for Alphonse. You know, his voice. I want to trade Al Foster, Al Foster, Al Foster. Because he wanted me.
Oh, and yeah.
McCoy said, you got to talk to Al Foster. And
oh,
so we went in the dressing room. He said, you be in the polls. You be famous. We start working January 10th. He started giving me an itinerary.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I didn't sign a contract yet. I said, wait, let me think about this. I was intimidated, actually.
Sure.
That's why I was afraid of Miles.
Sure.
I was going to leave McCoy. I was comfortable. Everything was fine.
Right.
I said, man, this guy. I said, man, I was afraid. So the next night he came back and he said, I'm on your case, mother. I go, oh, no. He
oh
came
gosh.
Back. He was on my case. But I did record with him, you know,
yes.
20 years later, so, when I did the Dingo.
I've been to a lot of interesting places, but I don't think I've ever had the pleasure of visiting Puna Flat. My name's Billy Cross. If you don't mind, we'd like to play something for you. We'll be right back.
And they had compilation, the best of Miles Davis. I'm on that, too. And
right.
I'm on three Miles Davis record.
Well, Alphonse Mouzon, I hate to hang up, but you have to go. You say
I got to go. Yeah, I got to do my daddy stuff.
Exactly.
Pick up Emma. Yeah.
But thank you so much for spending time with us. I really appreciate the stories. And I really want to see you soon.
You will. You will. We got to hang. You
all
will.
Right.
All right, you sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Al.
Hi, this is Bobby Humphrey. You're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM.